Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Lynn. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Puri. I'm so glad that you're listening here tonight for our training call. Just coming hot off of an East Coast trip on the Puri Ignite Fall Tour. Lots and lots of fun. Was up the East Coast over in Baltimore and South New Jersey. New York City had 150-plus people on a Friday night in a stormy weather. And then Saturday in Tarrytown. I know that that trip went all the way up to Long Island, and we had events going on all throughout the United States and Canada throughout the last 4 weeks. You know, 47 cities, 47 days. It wraps up in Atlanta, Georgia this Saturday. So if you know anybody in Georgia, especially in Atlanta, it's a great networking city. Make sure you get out there. Speaking of events that we've got going on, we're now starting to roll into some Crown Universities. I know we've got Crown University scheduled for Orlando, for Denver. I'm going to be at that one. That's October 17th. I know the Orlando event is also October 17th. There's an Arizona event coming up, and there are a few others that are about to get on the schedule. So make sure that you go to mycrownuniversity.com or just check the event calendar on your mypurium.com website, and we'll try to keep that as up to date as possible. But our Crowns have been traveling all throughout the country, crisscrossing the country, and I really appreciate them investing their lifestyle bonuses and investing their time and efforts to be there to support teams. And now we're getting into training mode as we've got more and more people coming into the business. That's always the subject of Tuesday night is training time. And before we jump into what I think is going to be a really fun call, which is how to share your story with David Scoltetti, a couple other events going on. We've got a Blue Diamond trip coming up this weekend. Looking forward to it. I'm going to be out at the Native Springs Oasis with David Sandoval. I think we've got about 25 people that's going to be there, and that's always a highlight of the year. A lot of companies talk about wellness. We're one of the few that lives it, and David Sandoval is definitely the epitome of somebody who understands what wellness is about. He lives close to the land, and we're going to have a fantastic retreat. Looking forward to that for those who are going to be there, and you'll hear a recap of that next week. In addition, we've got Diamond Club coming up, and I know that that tends to be a springboard event for people. And if you're a director, if you're an executive, even if you're a consultant, take a look at what you've got planned for the month of October, reset your priorities, launch your business, relaunch your business, and get to Diamond by the end of the month. And I know that we've got dozens of people already signed up for Diamond Club. And when all said and done, I'm pretty confident this will be the largest Diamond Club we've ever done. I wouldn't be surprised if we had 100 people in Long Beach on November 20th through the 22nd. So again, this is a trip that's open to everybody. It's a once-in-a-career trip at Purium. You get a chance to do the manufacturing tour, spend some time with Dave and Amy. So we're having fun. We're all over the place all the time. This is go time right now. And, you know, one of the people who's led the charge, in fact, it really the Ignite Fall Road Trip was his brainchild. And it's not surprising that he came up with the idea. He's a very, very experienced business person and networker. And those of you who have been out at a Purium event, chances are you've met this next speaker. He's a longtime friend of mine. He's a five-star Crown. He's a field advisory board member from New Jersey, David Scoltetti. David, are you on the line?
I sure am, Dave. How you doing?
All right. Fantastic. Well, we got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people listening in on what I think is a really important subject. And it's the subject of telling your story, sharing your story, talking about stories. So why don't you start us off by telling us why we tell stories in the first place, because I think it's a big part of our business and maybe one of the more misunderstood parts of the business. So I'll turn the call over to you.
Awesome, awesome. Well, good evening, everybody. I hope everybody's having an awesome day. Yeah, in this business, Dave, as you know, I mean, facts tell, stories sell. I mean, that's really what's always sold the opportunity, sold the product. It's the story, the success stories that people are having on it. And the main objective of telling of a well thought out story is really focused on validation. You know, so what we're really trying to do is we're trying to validate the products. We're trying to validate the transformation, validate the Purium lifestyle, and also validate the business model, how we market it, and so on and so forth. So, you know, when And keep in mind, like you said, I mean, first of all, congratulations to everybody on the recent Ignite tour. It was pretty amazing to pull off 45, I think, so far, events in less than 45 days. And hats off to all the leaders who, in many cases, flew around the country and really sacrificed their time, energy, and invested in themselves and their teams. Because I think what that's really done is really primed the pump for what's going to happen, not only in the next 60, 90 days in this fourth quarter here, but most importantly, 2016. It's going to be a really special year based on what we have going on. But, you know, what I noticed, David, you know, when you have guests at these events, you know, people who are guests, whether they're on a conference call, whether they go to a healthy happy hour, whether they went to one of these Ignite events or wherever it may be, they're really looking for three things. They want to know, what is it? You know, what is this all about? What's this 10-day transformation? What's this gift card market for? What is it? Secondly, they would like to know, does it work? You know, and that's where this validation comes in. So does it work? And then most importantly, once you get through those first two, it comes down to, will it work for me? And so there's all kinds of parts of the presentation, whether it's the videos, the tools, all those things that put people through the process. But what really puts a lot of people over the edge are the real-life stories that they hear from real-life people. And I think the most important thing is to, you know, three things: keep them short, keep them impactful, you know, and keep them on purpose. I mean, this clearly, as you know, David, isn't the time to tell your life story. And we recognize that network marketing is a pretty fascinating profession. And in some cases, the first time anybody's had a mic in their hand or stood in front of other people. And many people really like elaborating and pontificating and going off and telling their life story. I'm just here to tell you that, you know, you'll lose people if it's long and not focused. So, yeah, that's why people do it, David. It's pretty straightforward, but how you do it is the most important thing.
Well, you know, I think the idea of validation is really important, and the does it work piece. I know that I've walked away from every single event that I've been at on this Ignite tour with new stories, you know, hearing new success stories around the transformation, life-changing product stories, and then also about the lifestyle and about how this income opportunity has positively affected people's lives. And that's where, you know, the business goes from the head to the heart. And when people open up their heart, when they understand what's possible in their lives, that's when they're more open to change. And so, you know, people's stories definitely open up the conversation and allow others to, you know, to seek out change and be open to change. And so, you know, you talk about the idea of not sharing, you know, all, you know, the history of your life story, but why don't you walk through, you know, what you think are the effective elements of a transformation, whether it's a product testimonial or success story, or whether it's a business or lifestyle success story. What are the key elements that somebody should focus on when they share their story?
Okay, well, let's talk about the product first. I mean, because there's two types of stories, right? There's the physical one and there's the financial one. And I agree with you, David. I mean, some of the stories that I saw in the events that I was at were borderline tear-jerking. I mean, we've had some amazing, amazing results with our transformation and people subscribing to this premium lifestyle, and it's amazing. And in some cases, incidentally, if the person's really super captivating and they have this really incredible off-the-wall story, maybe it goes for a couple minutes and they can get away with it. But most people, not so much. As a matter of fact, you just need to stay focused. So there's really, I would think, you know, three or four core things that you need to package together well. The first one is who you are, you know, your name. I think it's an important thing. Secondly is what you were feeling physically before you discovered Purient, before it came into your life. And then thirdly, you know, explain what your experience on the transformation was and be specific. You know, I mean, was it weight loss? Was it inches lost? Did you regain energy? Maybe you got some more mental clarity, which is very common. I hear all kinds of people reducing weight and ultimately reducing joint pain. And of course, as we pitch it, people are breaking their addictions to the, you know, salts and sugars and preservatives and all the processed foods that, you know, as we know, are really affecting, you know, everybody at the cellular level. And then last but not least, you know, now that you've gone through that transformation, and you've adopted the Purium lifestyle, because that's really what we're marketing, what are you most excited about? Okay, so let me give you an example, David. I'll just give you an example of mine and what I kind of tell people. And this is, you know, I don't know if this is word for what I say every time. I tend to say something different all the time. But, you know, I may tell somebody, I may be in a conversation, and if they ask me what my story is, I says, well, look, I'm 49 years old. Before I found Purium, I was feeling really lethargic. You know, my diet was basically centered around meat and potatoes. I wasn't overweight, but was interested in losing the love handles and regaining my energy level. And so I did the 10-day transformation. And my experience on it was eye-opening, to say the least. I lost 9 pounds of fat, was able to build muscle, and went from a 35 to a 33-inch waist. The nutrient-dense superfoods that you consume in the process helped me regain my energy. I was able to sleep better, and it really opened my eyes to how my eating habits contributed, you know, to my day-to-day, you know, well-being. Now, since the transformation, I've consistently consumed the Power Shake and a few other products, and I've been able to maintain the weight I lost and keep my energy levels high. I'm actually more productive at work, more productive at play, and this Purium lifestyle is for everybody, and I would recommend it to anyone who wants to feel great. That's it. I don't know how long that was, but that's what I would say.
Well, the thing that I love about it is it's chock full of specifics, like you said. And when you know, the analogy I like to use is like a comedian. When you hear a comedian, it's the specifics that paint the picture so that people can not only hear what you say, but literally see it and feel what that joke is about. And so when you describe, you know, how you were feeling and the benefits that you got, you know, the waist size, you went from 35 to 33, you lost 9 pounds of fat, you gained muscle. There was just a lot of specific words and terms in there, and it was very efficient in the way that you walked through it. So, yeah, that was helpful. I know that, you know, there are lots and lots of people with more compelling testimonials that have lost more weight or had their lives changed more, but there's no question when I listen to that testimonial, I'm engaged. I'm excited. I'm interested in learning more about the Purium lifestyle because, hey, you know, who wouldn't want to lose 10 pounds, feel better, have more energy, and be more productive at work? You know, that was a nice little piece you put in there, you know, that you covered a lot of different ground on different things that might be hot buttons for different people. So why don't we jump over to lifestyle and business, talk a little bit about, you know, sharing lifestyle and business stories, some do's and don'ts. You know, it's a little bit different. And for lots of people, it's a little bit harder, you know, because the product experience is so direct that sometimes it's a little easier to describe that. But, you know, the business one can be a little trickier. So why don't you talk a little bit about, you know, how somebody in theory shares their business or lifestyle testimonial, and maybe why don't you go through your testimonial, which is clearly very powerful.
Okay. Well, I mean, just like the product testimony, David, everyone's is different. I mean, they're unique to you. And so, you know, the objective is to, like you said, you know, hit some nerves of some people that are listening where they can relate to it. So, you know, with the business, I think they need to be really on purpose. I think they should validate the business model. I think they should validate the gift card marketing program we have and the system we have. I think that they should, you know, you need to validate the income that you're earning and how it's changing your life. I don't know if we have to be specific about numbers. I mean, that can get us in trouble, you know, to some degree, but I think it's not so much the income that you're earning as much as what that income is doing for you and your lifestyle. And I think it's important to let people know that you're having fun. And just like the product stores, like I said, no two business stories are the same. They're definitely unique to you. So what I encourage people, when I coach people on creating their story, I say, look, what people are really interested in are, hey, who you are, maybe how old you are, what your background is, business or not, you know, what do you do for a living? Let people know when you joined Purium and why. And then, you know, briefly touch on your experience on the transformation. And then from the transition on how you launched your business, because I think that really validates our method of operation in our system. And let people know what you've been able to achieve and how you are benefiting financially from it. And then last but not least, you know, if you're a leader or you're moving towards taking a leadership role, you know, articulate what your goals are for the future, okay? So So for me, and, you know, I'm talking to somebody and they want to know, hey, so you're in this business, what has been your story and what's been your experience? Now, again, I think mine's a little bit different than a lot of people's, but, the good thing is it's true, and it's just keeping it real. So I tell people, look, I'm a 49-year-old lifestyle entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur all my life, and I've had businesses ranging from car detailing to advertising, an advertising agency, to a full-time career as a financial advisor. And in 1994, I was introduced to networking. And 5 years after playing around with no success, I actually found a company that we were able to really latch onto. And, that business grew to over 300,000 customers. It produced sales of over $500 million and counting. But 10 years into that business, I kind of, decided to pull back and focus on consulting to the network marketing industry. And that's how I found Perium. And there were a lot of things I was attracted to. First and foremost was their organic, non-GMO products. I love the idea that there was a 10-day program with a 60-day money-back guarantee. The gift card marketing was the one and only, which I think is very important in marketing. And it was the best marketing program I've ever seen. So after a successful transformation where I lost 9 pounds and, regained my energy, I decided to go all in promoting the program. And we've had some pretty darn good success. I mean, our team has been able to get over 60,000 gift cards redeemed in the last couple of years. We've personally earned just over $1 million. And the best part is that our monthly residual income that we receive is higher than the average yearly income of the average American. And as a result, we've been able to send our children to the best private schools, experience the true definition of freedom, and we're having the most fun we've ever had in business. But the good news is we're just getting started, and our goal over the next 5-10 years is to help 100 people, join the $1 million club. That's it. And I don't know how long that was, David, but maybe it was a minute. I'm not really sure. But
go ahead.
No, I was just saying, the objective is to really just, hopefully hit the nerve, of somebody who's listening. In our particular case, our children have been raised into a networking family. They're 15, 12, and 11 now, but the truth is, it wasn't until 2.5 years ago when we started building our Perium business that they knew that their father worked. I've been a full-time home-based entrepreneur since before they were born. And for most of their adolescence growing up, that's all they knew, is me being around all the time to make breakfast, get them to the bus, coach their sports teams, do all that stuff. But now they understand, it's not all that easy. We were fortunate to continue to receive revenue from that previous business, but this is bigger than anything we've ever imagined. And the good news, like I said, we're just getting started, and we have a responsibility, to get out there and work as hard as we possibly can over the next 3 to 5 years.
Well, again, I love how efficient the testimonial was. I love the term lifestyle entrepreneur. I think that's a great term. I love that, in your past business, you had 300,000 customers. It gives somebody like a really an expanse of what's possible. And to talk about earning over $1 million in a relatively short period of time, and, your current monthly earnings, similar to what a family earns on an annual basis, that's really compelling. And so, that's the thing that's beautiful is, in your situation, your business story is in lots of ways stronger than your product story. But on the other hand, your product story is an everyday common product story. And so, like you said, everybody's story is different. And one of the things that I think is so important is Prosper Magazine. And the reason that Prosper Magazine is so important is because it tells some of the best stories that we have in the company. So you, Dave, you cannot tell the story from a woman's perspective of having success because you're not a woman. But guess what? There's Brandi Shinoto's story. If you're talking to somebody who's an athlete, there's Ian Ferrar's story. If you're talking to somebody who's, never had success in networking but have plugged away for many years, you've got Gerilyn and Arna's story. They were in networking for 20 years and didn't have a lot of success, and then boom, they have success. You want to talk about a mother-daughter team, you've got Kathy and Jody. So the list goes on and on. We've got families, we've got couples, we've got single people, we've got young people, we've got all sorts of people that have had success and on the business. And the same with the product. You can go through the website, you can go through the Transformation Experience brochure. There is no shortage of great stories that we have in this business. And as a tour guide, I think it's so essential that you collect those stories, that your story, you need to learn how to tell your story in the most powerful way possible, but be a collector of great stories so that when you meet a realtor, you can talk about Sonia Magruder. You know, when you meet somebody who connects with, you know, a certain lifestyle or a certain situation, you know, if you've got somebody who needs to lose a lot of weight, then learn Monica Lima's story, who lost 177 pounds. If you're looking for somebody who's a super athlete, tell Ikaika Pasqua's story. He's the fittest man in the UFC. So, you know, the more that you collect those stories, the more that you can, as Dave said so well, validate the opportunity. And, you know, especially if you're brand new to the company. If you're brand new to the company and you don't have a great business success story, tap into your upline. That's one of the things that's so important about three-way phone calls, is that you can use three-way phone calls and leverage other people's success and other people's stories. So learn your story, challenge your upline to learn their story, and use other people's stories as well. So, Dave, any other thoughts about, you know, sharing stories, you know, ideas, philosophy, or other examples that you wanted to use that have been important in your business?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, let me just elaborate a little bit more on this Prosper, David, because I think it's the single best tool we have. And we have great, you know, we have this texting assets, we've got these web assets, all kinds of fabulous brochures. I mean, I think you guys, you know, partnering with Sound Concepts was the best thing that we could have done a year or two ago. And I love what you're saying. I mean, but you know, I'll just elaborate more on some of the couple you mentioned. I mean, like Brandy's story is pretty fascinating because, you know, you've got a lot of the young entrepreneurs like Brandy and Holly. And, you know, in Brandy's case, she retired her husband. You know how many people out there would love to retire their significant other? I love Sonia's story. Anytime I come across anybody in relation to real estate, I tell that story. But how about the moms? I mean, we got a million mom movement going on. You got people like Cindy Kelly, you know, Dr. Dana McGrady, Marina Simone, Rachel Hortense, April. I mean, we got a lot of moms running around, of which those particular ones have young ones, very young ones. And that's, man, I can't tell you how powerful those stories are. And then there's the professionals. I mean, you mentioned a couple, but, you know, you got Mary Kay Mullally, who's literally working probably, you know, 40, 50 hours a week on a full-time job and has been able to build a multi-million dollar business and just put a deposit on her future dream home. Those things don't happen every day. And the reasons they happen really go back to the method of operation, the process, the support, and everything else is out there. Now, the other thing I'll mention, David, that I think is important, is it's one thing for me to tell my story, but I think we also need to think, you know, of everybody out there, whether you're a, you know, director earning your products for free, you're an executive earning enough to make your car payment every month, you're a diamond who now has enough income to pay your rent or pay your mortgage. You know, and I had a conversation incidentally last week with a woman who was telling me how she's earning an extra $700, $800 a month. And she was so thrilled because, I mean, truth of the matter, she was pretty well off. Her husband had a fantastic business. And she called the $700 a month that she was earning her mad money. You know how many people out there want mad money? Meaning, you know, money that they can just go crazy with and buy that extra pair of boots or whatever you want to do with it. But, I mean, no matter what it is, it's about, you know, taking that income level and applying it to something. And how about the biggest one of all? I mean, I think our, you know, the average credit card debt in per household in America right now is somewhere between $12,000 and $13,000. That's the average. That's pretty crazy. So what that's telling you is, you know, from somebody who doesn't have any credit card debt, telling you a lot of people are above that, 15, 20, 25,000 multiple credit cards. The most powerful story out there, as you're telling, is really showing how you can earn enough income to potentially pay yourself, unleash yourself from that burden, and then get back on track and live a better lifestyle. So all kinds of stories can be crafted up. Again, the key, David, keep it simple. You know, when you're in a public setting and you're first up, it's up to you, because whatever you do as a testimony, it's probably going to emulate through all the ones behind it. So I think we have a responsibility to do that. And if we all do it right from the beginning, it just duplicates throughout the organization.
You know, those are all really, really great examples. And two other stories that I'd love to tell are David Sandoval's story and Amy Venner's story. And, you know, the farm and family video really hits home for lots of people because in a pretty short period of time, although it doesn't specifically give Dave's background, it doesn't specifically give Amy's background, you get a pretty good sense of who they are. And you get a sense that they're different types of owners. They're owners that are mission-oriented and they care. And it really validates that they are in this business for the right reasons. And so, you know, make sure that you learn Dave's story. Make sure you learn Amy's story because those are things that are important to people. Remember that your prospects, your friends, the people that are evaluating Purium, they're thinking about launching a business, getting into business, and that's not something they do every day. People make buying decisions on products on a regular basis. They don't make business decisions on a regular basis. And so, you know, being able to humanize our owners is a big part of what we do. So it's a great way, you know, if you get to Diamond Club, you get to meet Dave, meet Amy, you know, maybe have a real interaction that has a real story that you can pass on as an anecdote. And that could, in and of itself, mean thousands and thousands of dollars for you in the future because that one story, that one gift card could be connected to that one person that could, you know, change the trajectory of your business and your life. So, you know, constantly be thinking about that and work on it, practice it. You know, watch TED Talks, watch good speakers talk and you know, learn. So, you know, I'll say one last thing, Dave, and then I'll give you the last word, is this is one piece of coaching I give people all the time about telling their stories is, you know, the Rolling Stones have been singing the song Satisfaction for almost 50 years. And they're probably sick and tired of singing it, but every time they go into concerts, people expect them to sing that song. And so you may get sick and tired of telling your story, but the reality is that every time you're in front of a new audience, it's a fresh story for that new person. And tell it with enthusiasm. And, you know, people love to learn about people, and the more open you are about your story, especially that hero's journey of maybe having some challenges, having some success, having some things you want fixed or changed, they're going to be opening up to you as a prospect and maybe sharing more of their concerns or more of the things they want out of life, and that's how you create a real rapport and relationship right from the beginning. So, Dave, final word, any last thing about telling stories?
No, but I have something else to say. I'd like to just focus for 60 seconds, David, on where we are as a company and what we need to be doing. I think it's really, really important. You know, as people know, you know, this business moves in cycles throughout the year. There are really fertile times, and there's the dog days of summer, and there's New Year's resolutions, all that kind of stuff. Now, we strategically did that Ignite tour to prime the pump, to get out there. We had a very successful convention. Hats off to the company for putting on a great event. We had 1,100 people there. We brought a lot of energy out of that, and it showed on the tour. But now we're in October. So we've got October, November, and December, the fourth quarter, where it's been my experience over the last 20 years that those that make the most effort, make the most exposures, enroll the most people, and help them get started right, and develop their nucleus of team and growth through this period of time, they're the ones that benefit the most in the first quarter of any given year. So I can't emphasize enough, with the highest of respect, say, look, as an individual and as teams, we need to really dig deep and really push over the next 60, 90 days, okay? Focus on helping people get enrolled, get started right, help them rank advance. We've got, as you mentioned at the top of the call, an incredible Diamond Club. There's a lot of people that will be jockeying for that. But the most important thing, no matter what you achieve over that period of time, is if you take that action in October, November, and into the first part of December, once that ball drops for 2016, you're going to be in a much better spot to advance that momentum, or most importantly, you know, your people who are just getting engaged, for them to create their personal momentum. So I've lived through this. The first time I've ever represented a company that has any type of, you know, program that has a weight loss slant to it. And we've experienced extraordinary things in the January through April period, both in the last 2 years. And I think based on where we've been this year, where we are, how the moons have lined up, we're next year could be the year for this company to really push this thing into momentum. And so, you know, if you're listening to this call, you know, take my comments to heart. I think we're in a special place, and it's going to dig a little deep, but, you know, the rewards could be extraordinary, and I'm just super excited about the future of this company.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Dave. Yeah, we're just getting warmed up. And thanks, everybody, for being out on the tour. We saw well over 4,000 people. And, Dave, thanks for being on this call, sharing your story, sharing your insights about how to build a business. Appreciate it. Great call. Tomorrow night, Wednesday night, is going to be David Sandoval talking about Carrot Juice Plus, which is the product of the week. And we got lots more good stuff coming out throughout the fall, product-wise and business-wise. So stay tuned, stay plugged in. Thanks for being on tonight's call. If you like what you heard, it's recorded. It'll be in the back office another couple days. And make sure your team gets to listen to it as well. Have a great night. Catch you tomorrow night. Bye, everybody.